Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Wednesday, April the 21st, 2021, 4/21/21, 18 coming up on 19 minutes past the hour, and we've got so much to talk about here. It's one of those interesting mornings where the little tidbits of life are creeping in on you. So we're going to get right into this. Now, the first thing I'm going to say, I don't know what has happened here. I love talking about the atomic clock in the studio, and I'm going to go through this very quickly because you've heard me talk about this before, but it pertains to this morning, so I'm going to go through it again. We have an atomic clock that automatically sets itself with the atomic signal that is sent out across the eastern United States here and other parts of the country as well. Now, when we were in the mall, it would set itself 50% of the time, and 50% of the time it would not set itself. Then we moved to the Beltone building on East Center Street, and it always set itself. All of a sudden, it started to work perfectly. Then we moved to the Ohio Health Building in downtown Marion. It never set itself the entire year and a half we were there. The clock never set itself. We came here to South Prospect Street about 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden it started to set itself again. Now, for whatever reason, we had this little bit of weather last night. It has completely reset itself. It's been working perfectly. Now, right now, it reads 3:57. And I'm not even sure if this is AM or PM. 3:57 and 30 seconds on January 8th, 2018, which apparently was a Monday. Now, of course, we know it is not January 18th, 2018, although it does feel like January 18th outside. It is April the 21st, and it certainly is not 3:57 a.m. or p.m. It is 8:21 a.m. So, what happened to the atomic clock? We have no idea. Between yesterday and today, the atomic clock has taken a tumble for the first time in this studio, and I don't know why. I don't know if it has something to do with the weather. I wouldn't think the weather would mess with the atomic clock. I don't know if it has something to do with some change in this studio. Hard to tell. But just so you know, if I glance and give the wrong time or wrong date or something like that, it's because I'm looking at this atomic clock and it is no longer correct. It is completely off. But we'll hope it resets itself before tomorrow morning or maybe later in the day today. So that's all I got to say about that. Now, do want to let everybody know, it obviously is a snowy morning, and we're going to talk about that here momentarily because we spent so much time talking about it yesterday. But how do you start off a snowy late April morning? You know, late April, we don't usually see a lot of snow like this. I came to the studio this morning, and there were two sausage patties, a slice of lemon meringue pie, and a large Diet Coke. That will brighten up any cold, snowy day that you might have in the month of April. So I appreciate the person who did that, and I certainly thank them. You gotta have good people in your life. If that's one thing I hope we get across with this program, you've gotta have good people in your life, and you know who they are as opposed to the bad people. And get the bad people out and put the good people in. That's all you need to know. Now, I might go back to this later on, because I love lemon meringue pie, and we have had this conversation many, many times on this show. What exactly, why don't we see a lot of meringue on other pies? Now, I do think I have seen it on chocolate pie, which I think is just essentially chocolate pudding. Isn't chocolate pie just essentially chocolate pudding? I think that's right, but I think I've seen meringue on that. But I don't think I've seen meringue on any other pie. I've never seen a cherry meringue pie, or a strawberry meringue pie, or a blueberry meringue pie. Just lemon. And I do think chocolate. I do think I've seen it on chocolate. But other than that, I don't know why. Because meringue is very good. I think a lot of people would prefer meringue to whipped cream, which is usually what's on the top of a pie. Now, I don't know how meringue got tied to lemon pie. I really don't know. And to be honest with you, I've never seen lemon pie cooked with anything else. Like, I've never seen somebody say, well, we have some lemon pie back there. It's always lemon meringue pie. I mean, lemon pie would probably be good with no topping on it, or maybe just a crust lattice, or maybe whipped cream on top of lemon pie would probably be good. Not as good as the meringue, but I don't know why lemon pie got tied to meringue. If anybody knows, you can feel free to call us, 740-383-9944. But I was so glad to see that lemon meringue pie this morning, because that is definitely one of my favorites. I think lemon meringue and blueberry pie are probably two of my favorite things when it comes to desserts. And I'm not a big sweet person, but those are good pies. Now, let's talk a little bit. Well, you know what? Before I get to the snow, I want to talk about this, because I like to give little updates on the state of the station, because I feel you're in this with us. And I believe it was our second letter that we got from the FCC, basically just requesting information about the composition of the board of directors of this station. We replied to that last week. I think I had said that we had done that. We did do that. And the way that it works with the FCC is they give the complainant, the person who made the complaint, because you've got to remember, it's not like the FCC came to us and said, we think you're doing something wrong. Somebody complained. It's the same person who's complained about everything else we've ever done here. But, you know, that's the way it goes. You have freedom of speech in this country. So they give the complainant, I think it's 10 days. If I'm wrong about that, somebody will tell me. But I think after you respond, they give them 10 days to respond to what you have sent in. So we sent our reply in, I think, last Tuesday night, and that person replied yesterday morning. And to be honest with you, this is where I'm at with this whole thing. As I have said, I don't think the FCC wants to take radio station licenses. They have said so much to me on the telephone that they don't want to take people's licenses, and I think that's great on behalf of the FCC. But truthfully, in the end, I don't work for the FCC. I don't know anybody who works there. So who knows what they'll do in the end? You really don't know, to be honest. And where am I going with this is just to let you know that we did respond, and that the other person responded. Now, I can't tell you how they responded, because this is the point I wanted to make this morning. I am no longer reading anything from this person, because for 7 years, it's the same stuff. It's the same old, ain't they all awful at that station, and isn't Scott Spears just awful? Well, you know, maybe I am awful. I have no idea. I don't think I'm awful. People tend to want to be around me. I think I have a lot of friends, but maybe they're all just phony. But that's all it ever is. And then they go into all these, they did this wrong, they did that wrong, they did this wrong, they did that wrong. But really, I can't tell you what he said we did wrong this time, because I am no longer reading that stuff, because I just don't care. I don't care. That's the point I'm at. I've seen it, I've read it, I've seen the Facebook post for 7 years, and I just don't care anymore. What can you do? So, when this came in yesterday, because he does have to send a copy to us of what he's complaining about, when he sent this in, I just sent it on to our board. Our board will take care of it. We really don't get a chance to respond to his complaint anyway, so there's not much sense in reading it. And I responded to the FCC by just saying, you know, I'm not, I told them, I said, I'm not going to read this. I know what it is. I've seen it for 7 years. It continues, and no matter what happens, it's okay, because I am happy regardless of what happens here. You know, if they pulled the license today, tomorrow, we would still be on the air via the internet. We would find new ways to broadcast that were not under the FCC auspices. We don't want to do that, but it wouldn't stop anything. And it's not like it erases the last 7 years of all the good work we've done here, and we would still air that work via the internet, via TuneIn, and probably some other options that we would look at. So that's where that is. And I guess at this point, I'm just saying that my response was, I don't care about this person's complaints anymore. You know, 7 years of complaints, 7 years of bashing and saying nasty things, you know, you get tired of reading it. I've seen that book. I've seen that story. Don't need to see it anymore. So that's where it is, and we'll see what happens. And no matter what happens, we will continue on via the internet, via Facebook Live, via all those mobile devices. And I'm sure you will come along with us, and I think you have proven that during the last few weeks when we have had issues with the computer, when we have had issues with the tower. So I appreciate that. I know you'll stick with us. I know everybody at the station appreciates that, and that's where that is. So there is the state of the station. Now, The snow. Now, I came on yesterday morning when we had was it 3 to 5 inches? I think that was the prediction. And said, there is no way that we are going to give... you know, it's hard for me to come... I'm not going to say I'm wrong. Okay, let's start with this. I'm not going to say I'm wrong. But let's say this. It said 3 to 5 inches yesterday, and a matter of fact, this is serendipitous. I ran into our weatherman, Zach, yesterday in the grocery store, and I said, Zach, I said, what's the weather report? Now, this was in the afternoon, and he said, well, I really don't know if we're going to get 3 to 5 inches, but I think we'll get some. Now, I know that there is probably 3 inches on the ground, but there is nothing on the streets. Now, I don't know if the streets were too warm to collect it, because I went down a couple side streets this morning, and the side streets are just as clear as the main streets, and even the parking lots are clear. I went through a parking lot this morning, and it's clear. So I don't know if the parking lots were just too warm to collect any snow last night, and just the grassy ground was all that could collect snow. I can still see the grass in a lot of places, so I don't know if it was a drifting snow or what it was, but we probably did get 3 inches. I always measure this by my patio table, which is out my back door, so I can see it through the window, and there was quite a bit of snow on it, I would say about 3 inches, but okay, 3 inches probably did fall, but... It's very fluffy, and it's very blowy, and it's very watery. When you touch it, it just melts, even though it's still below 32 degrees currently. So, I don't know. I'm more snow fell than I thought it would, but this is what I thought would happen. I did not think the roads would be treacherous. I did not think that the ground would be totally covered, which I don't think it is. But what are the readings where you are? Does anybody have anything to say about anything I've said so far? We are moving right along here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What is the snow like where you are? Does anybody see any snow on any streets anywhere? You know, I went this morning down my road, which is, I would definitely think you would consider a side street. It's certainly not a main road. I went down my road. It had no snow on it. I went through Meyer parking lot. It had no snow in it. I was on 95. Now, that's a main road, but it had no snow on it. Went down the boulevard. No snow on it. Went down Delaware Avenue, no snow on it. And then I went down another side street to get over here to South Prospect, and there was no snow on it. So does anybody see any treacherous areas at all this morning after this snowfall last night? And do you feel it is about 3 inches in this area? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
No, I mentioned this in Messenger, Scott, but in near the Delaware and Franklin County line, about 3 inches, very fluffy on my grass and my driveway. I have a concrete driveway in my road, just a few pieces of snow here and there, but it's clear. My friend in Chillicothe, and sometimes they get a little more precipitation, he sent me photos of salt trucks. I don't think we really need salt trucks. I know it's around 32, and that can be icy, but the roads are warm, and I'm kind of wondering if it's even necessary at this point, but in some parts of the state it might be. Plus, you get a little further south, I get a little more scared of the snow. But yeah, remember I said 2 inches in town and 3 inches in the more rural areas, so I was pretty close. How much do you think we have on South Prospect? How much is on the grass over there?
You know, over here, not much, to be honest with you. I think, you know, like I say, I measure it by the what's on the patio table, because it doesn't hit the ground and it doesn't immediately melt. Now, I would say there were 3 inches there, but in the yard over here or on the sidewalks or even on the street, I don't think it's 3 inches.
Okay, so I was kind of close. I said, you know, 2 inches in, because we're in town. You're not in a rural, you're more of suburban Marion. I wouldn't say rural, but maybe you have. So I was pretty close. You know, I was in that 2 to 3 inch range. So I guess I was somewhat. I'm kind of surprised as much as we got here. It's still snowing, and it was windy last night.
It did become windy last night.
I traveled from Marion, the studio in downtown, to the house, and it was 10 degrees cooler in Marion. I think it's a little windier in North Columbus. But it was you literally went from, yeah, you know, like 45 here and 35 in Marion. But I think it's stabilized where it's around 32 everywhere. I've not been outside, but looked outside. My furnace has been on pretty much all night, and so I know that it's cool enough to need heat. And there's some trees that fell a few blocks from where I live, so the wind did some damage, and the weight of the snow, this kind of snow, it's wetter and it's heavier, so it can do some damage.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because I was out last night. I think I went outside and walked last night. It was after 8 o'clock, so maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock, and there was nothing. There was nothing on the ground then, and I don't think anything started to fall until after it became completely dark. So, you know, 3 inches probably did fall from the time it became dark until this morning. Now, it wasn't snowing here this morning when I was driving in, but the ground was just way too warm, the concrete surfaces, to collect anything.
Yeah, and it's not unusual, as I mentioned yesterday, or first couple weeks in May, that there's been accumulating snow, but not this much. It's usually a fraction of an inch. And I, you know, saw a photo of a Facebook friend. He's in northern Kentucky. He had snow. I posted, Brett Cornelius posted this. It's called Smowing, where you mow because the grass is long, because it grows so quickly this time of the year, but there's snow on top of it, so you kind of do both. You kind of shovel the snow off your lawn, and you also mow. I guess it's kind of like when you mow, when you have leaves, because then it'll mulch the leaves and then kind of like raking them, and it'll also mow the grass. But this is a little bit, I guess that would be like, you know, like this is a little bit different.
But, well,
it's going to, I mean, today it'll be upper 30, so it'll melt because it's already wet, and then we're supposed to be in the 70s again next week. But I mean, we talked about this in the show yesterday. I do enjoy the variety. If you want the same weather every day, move to Honolulu. And you appreciate it more. I mean, we're really going to appreciate 70 degrees at this point. And it's not so cold that you're going to go outside and complain and shiver. We didn't really get a lot of that this winter. I don't think it got below about 10. And it really wasn't a mild winter, because we were pretty much close to seasonal, and we had a couple big snowfalls. I mean, I've shoveled more this year than I had in the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, it just seemed from February, I don't think we had any snow in January. From February, I think the first big snowfall was February 1st. So from February, but then by March the 1st, we had warm temperatures, and
I think it was the first March with no snow, or no, nothing more than a couple flakes, but that'll happen. And as I said, we're in the wetter season. That's why February is a little warmer than January, plus it's 3 days less, 3 less calendar days. but there's more precipitation, so you may see snow. Didn't seem like we had a lot of sleet and ice, as we often get in this area. We got snow or rain. So a little bit unusual, but all in all, I think it was fairly average. And we'll see. I mean, if it gets to 75 next week, is it going to stay that way? The normal high this time of year is, I looked that up also, is low 60s, upper 30s.
I would
averaging that. Again, the last frost is normally around May 1st, so it's, but they're talking about more of a hard freeze and just some frozen dew on some blades of grass.
When it's really not that cold right now. It's really not that cold.
Yeah, cover the plants, etc. To me, I'm used to northern climates. I don't think it's a big deal. I was going to go out and maybe take a walk later. I just been kind of getting up early and working. So, but I think we're pretty close to the prediction, and I'm kind of curious, does this make the grass grow a little bit slower because it's got the snow on top of it? It's always interesting how after the first time you mow, the grass just grows crazy until like Memorial Day, and then it slows down, and then July and August, it's drier, and the grass kind of gets dormant. Then it starts growing again in September. So maybe this will affect that. Who knows?
We shall see how it all turns out.
So
that's
the issue
for sure.
With ST, the person we all know.
Oh yeah.
So you're not paying attention to his correspondences and replies anymore. Is that pretty much, because he says the same thing as you said. I mean, it seems you might as well just joke about it that you're just a horrible person. Whatever the station does, it's wrong. It just, he's gets so old, and you would think the FCC would have had enough of it anyway, because they just know that he's a heckler and really serves no valid purpose.
Well, here's my point on the whole thing at this thing. It always is some form of the same thing, and I honestly didn't read the last one. The last one was, I forget how many pages, but it was pretty much the same thing that it always is. I read about three paragraphs of the first page and thought, this is the same old garbage it always is, and I didn't read the rest of that. And to be honest with you, the paper that came from the FCC after that, I don't think had anything to do with the pages and pages that he wrote. So I don't think I need to read it, and we don't really get a chance to respond to his response anyway, according to the document, so I don't understand the point in reading it. I've read it many, many times.
And you said it was like 75, 80 pages. What could it possibly
write?
I
think it was somewhere like in the realm of 40-something pages.
What could he possibly write, unless he didn't write in large type or anything, a record with typewritten? What could you possibly say in 40 pages? I don't understand.
I don't know. I've never... You know what? People always ask this. They say, are you angry with him? No. I've never called him a name. If anybody could find a place where I've ever called him a name on the air or in writing, show it to me. I would not do it. Because, to be honest with you, I don't know anything about him. I really don't get why he's doing what he's doing. And so I have no anger toward him. To be honest, most of it to me, I feel bad that this is the way his anger clearly manifests itself.
Yeah, and he's just jealous. The irony is the station that he was running was a good station, and I think it could do a lot for the community. It was a unique station. I don't understand why we can't have a friendly rivalry. I have friendly rivalries with other computer companies, and you know what? All the companies benefit that way. That's actually one of the best ways to grow your business. I mean, Mark Litton, he's not a rival, he's a friend. I mean, it looks like he might be in competition with us with his stations, but he's not. He's a friend who helps all of us, and we help him. We're on the same team. I don't see why people can't feel that way. And media, especially the TV stations, they're friendly competitors. They each have their place. I don't understand why. Act your age, not your shoe size. I mean, it's old, but that's what's happening.
I don't think this has anything to do with competitive nature, because to be honest with you, this was going on long before he was ever involved in any other station. So, you know, it's just been one of those things.
I know I'm not people smart, but there's no logic to this at all. What could he write in 40 or 50 pages? What is there to say?
Well, I'm awful. Don't you know this, Adam? I'm awful.
Well, I don't agree with that, obviously. I don't claim to be perfect.
And I don't know.
Claim you're perfect, but I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, you know, you joke about being a grocery bagger. Okay, well, it's just kind of funny. There's nothing wrong with being a grocery bagger.
I don't know the last time I've bagged a grocery, but we'll go with that.
I mean, we can, you know, joke about it, but what? But that's not related to any FCC violations.
The point is, and he has admitted this, that he wants to see us go away. He does not like us being here.
Right. Well, he doesn't understand that media, again, like many businesses, are friendly competitors.
Right, but all I'm saying is, I don't really think, personally, I don't know personally how he could have any beef with me, because I've never met him, and if I have met him, I don't remember it. So, personally, anything he's ever heard about me, he's heard third person. It's never been I've never spent 20 minutes with the guy. So, there's that. And so it's not personal. What it is there's something about me on the radio, which is the only way he would know anything about me or what somebody else has told him, that apparently has gotten under his skin, that he feels he needs to stop that. He needs to make sure that I don't function.
Do you think he's just jealous? I mean, you know.
I don't know. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because the point is, you know, people can talk about the old-fashioned nature of radio and FCC and blah, blah, blah. They're going to make the decision they want to make. But I can tell you that different than February. In February, I did not know that license cancellation was coming. So it was more of a shock to me than anything else. Now, I would be aware if anything bad happened. And to be honest with you, what I have learned is that if you don't change with the times, if you don't adapt with the media that you have, you are doomed to be in the past. It's just like newspapers. Newspapers 20 years ago were delivered to your front door, and you had to get your subscription that way. If you try to use that business model today, you will go bankrupt.
Yeah, interesting, I noticed the newspaper yesterday was only 14 pages, and it cost $1.50, so 11 cents a page. So amazing how newspapers have gotten smaller, but the price has gotten larger.
Right, so I don't know. I mean, all that would happen, the only change that would happen, and I just say this to the listeners who are obviously listening, if anything did happen with the FCC, the only thing that would happen is we would be available through other sources doing the exact same thing that we are doing now. So, there you go.
I just think now that we have such a good signal, I mean, I got the station 15 miles to Marysville. We were...
Oh, we don't want to lose it.
Marysville and then here.
Of course.
And so, whatever that guy did, kudos to him, because we got 100 watts, and it was a clear signal. And
right.
It does depend upon where you are, because of the gospel station. But,
right, and I'm not saying...
I mean, it's well beyond Barks Road. If you're 10 to 15 miles, plus or minus... downtown Marion station comes in at most with a little bit of static or noise. But
I am not in favor of losing the license, but that's just something that's out of everybody's control. That's a decision.
We've worked so hard to make a good on-air signal. Plus, being an LPFM, we can't have a call to action ad. But there's our advantages to being on the radio. We have listeners that don't use the computer.
But you know what? I really do believe there are far greater advantages to not being, because there are such strict guidelines put on like this, having to deal with things like this, paperwork on top of paperwork on top of paperwork, not to mention the fact, as you just said, that calls to action are banned. They certainly are not banned on the internet, and it does keep you away from certain businesses, and the fact that you can only broadcast to a certain area. That certainly is not the case with the internet. You can go coast to coast. And also that you have certain governance that you have to have when you have a station like this that you don't have to have in a private area.
And some stations have a separate stream where they may have different ads. And could we do the call to action ads? I mean, it's something to ponder in the future. But
all I know
I
is
kinda
this.
I kind of like the idea of having a regular signal, and one that's pretty good, at a good frequency that you can get in all of Marion County. And you know, Marion County is big enough that we
well,
feel important
you're
about
right.
That.
And some people still want the newspaper in their hands. That's why they sell it. And that's okay. But You know, it's just, it's interesting to me because when I was working at Clear Channel, called Clear Channel then, iHeartRadio now, when I was working there years ago, I remember the day that they came in and they said, we are going to stream this station 24 hours a day and you need to plug that and everybody needs to have an email and everybody needs to be accessible to their email and this is how we're going to do it from now on. And if you look at the apps iHeart, if you look at our app, TuneIn. If you look at other apps, Sean found an app this past weekend that's totally free that carries this station. That you don't have static there. You don't have, oh, can I hear this in Bucyrus, can't I? And it's just a different thing to look at. And the governance of those stations are completely different. Again, not saying we want to have the signal go away. But if it did, all I'm saying is it wouldn't be the end, and it would be something new to explore, just like this station 7 years ago. This station had never been on the air, and you had to come in, and you had to figure out where do we go, what do, how do we do this. So it would just be that all over again.
Yeah, I mean, right now we essentially have Sirius, we have internet broadcasting, and we have over the air. Those are the three main kind. So, looking out my window, Scott, I have some flakes of snow. It's just coming down lightly. I would call it a flurry, but there are flakes falling. And yeah, the road, now that it's light, just a few small patches of snow, like in the sidewalk cracks. But my road is clear. I don't see any ice. Is on Prospect, is there any snow coming down at all?
I don't see any.
Okay, well, maybe it is a little more to the south, like in Chillicothe. It might be maybe a little icier, and that can happen. It isn't always a north to south thing, and the northern Kentucky's getting it. So
moving right along.
Just adds to the variety that we have at this time of the year.
Yep.
Which I don't mind.
Well, thanks for calling, Adam.
Okay, have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Anybody else have anything to say this morning? 740-383-9944. And I keep looking at the atomic clock, and I know that's not the right time. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say about the snow or anything else this morning? 50 minutes past the hour. Here we are, WWGH Radio. The truth is, how could I be upset about anything when I had lemon meringue pie, sausage, and a large Diet Coke delivered here this morning? Now, what am I supposed to be angry about? Get up and complain and so on and so forth. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
All right. Down there by the pond, I got about 3 inches in the yard.
3 inches in the yard. Now, do you see anything on the street?
No. The streets, well, I looked out a lot of tape when it was snowing. Yeah, the pavement was too warm and with the traffic. So it was nothing on the streets, just in the yards.
Absolutely. So how are we sounding this morning, Bob?
You're sounding pretty good.
Good. Good to hear it. Well,
now, I got one more thing.
Go ahead.
This idiot that keeps writing the FCC, I don't know what his vendetta is against you, but you would think that the FCC would get tired and get the same complaint all the time. And they would think about doing something about it. But it's over and over and over, the same thing that the guy's complaining about. And he's been doing this for years. So I don't know what his vendetta is against you. But anyway, you would think the FCC would do something?
Well, I'll be honest. They're good people over there at the FCC. Everybody I've talked about is a decent person, and they're just doing their job. So, you know, they don't know the dynamic of what has happened here in town, and I think they're just trying to follow through with what they need to follow through, and that's okay. We'll see what happens.
They got to follow through. All this time this has been going on, you think that it would take some time in or whatever, that this guy just wants something to complain about. And I feel it's all against you about something.
It could be. I don't know. If I ever have met this person, I've never had a conversation with him. I don't know anything about him. And I don't know. So that's about the best I can figure.
Yeah, I don't know, but you think somebody will figure out something.
All right. Well, thanks, Bob.
Yep.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I have said, this is a news station focused in on the Marion area. The only reason I bring this stuff up is because when this all happened back in February, the local newspaper, which rightly so, covered this story. They covered it twice in the course of 7 days. So, you know, I know what's going on. I feel we should update you. And, you know, I think you have to be transparent in what's going on. So that's why we give you updates. Other than that, we probably normally wouldn't spend a whole lot of time talking about it. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Local newspaper.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm calling. Stay on the air. You know, you mean a lot to the older people. Some people don't hear a voice all day long, only on the radio.
Well, you know what? We certainly will do everything we can to stay on the radio. It's not something we want to have happen, but I don't know what they'll do in the end. But I hope so, because I know that is true, and I really do appreciate that.
And, you know, we don't, as older people, we don't have computers and all this stuff. And the radio means so much to us. So I just want to let you know, we really respect all you do on the radio.
Well, I can't thank you enough, and we will stay here as long as we are able to, and hopefully that's forever.
I hope so, too.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, and that's it. And you don't want to alienate anybody, and I do appreciate that, because I know that other stations are just doing other things, so we do want to stay here. So hopefully that'll happen. And I do think that we do a lot of good work here. I think all the shows do a lot of good work here. And it's nice to have local people talking all day. And we don't always agree on everything, but we're all friends. I'm friends with everybody here. I don't have a vendetta or a bad word with anybody at this station. To be honest with you, anybody who's ever been here, I don't have a bad word or a vendetta. Now, they might... I can't speak on their behalf. They might not like me anymore, but I have nothing against anybody. You know, I am just light and happiness this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, normally I would not get into this, but when it was covered in the newspaper, you felt like you probably should keep people updated, because we did get asked a lot of questions. What's going on? Why is that going on? So on and so forth. So every time something happens, I'll give you an update, and we'll go on from there. 740-383-9944. Now, we don't have to talk about that, but we can talk about the snow. Now, how is the snow where you are? I don't see it sticking to any street, even side streets. So either the salt trucks did a very good job, or the ground was just too warm. And I tend to opt on the side that the ground was probably just too warm last night for any snow accumulation. Let's see here. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, well, how could we not know yesterday that the Chauvin trial? Okay, we're getting a reading here. We have 5 inches of snow on the back porch in Clarendon. Tree branches and brushes are bent over from this heavy snow in this area. Makes for a very pretty picture, though, and that's from our friend Jeannie out in Jeannie Evers out in Clarendon. So apparently they got a little bit more snow out there than we did here. 5 inches, how about that, on the back porch. You know, my back porch looked like it had, because I don't live too far from Jeannie, maybe about 5 minutes, and it seemed like there was, I'll have to get the ruler out and figure out how much snow is on my back patio table. It seemed like a lot, but it didn't seem like a lot in the yards, and certainly not on the street. So maybe the ground, exactly as we had said, was just too warm to accommodate it, but surfaces like porches and patio furniture could accommodate this snowfall. So 5 inches out in Claritin. How about that? But it is a pretty picture. That is true for the month of April. Can you believe April 21st? And we're getting snowfall like this. Holy mackerel. That is a rarity. 58 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Like I say, the only other thing was the Chauvin verdict yesterday. Guilty on all three counts. I'll tell you, it was very interesting. As soon as the country knew that was coming in, that the verdict was coming in yesterday, it was as if the country stopped for about 30 minutes to watch this thing. I saw it being posted on Facebook that it was going to happen. I got private messaged by a few people that it was going to happen. And I think we all wanted to see what the answer was going to be. And I don't recall a moment like that in a long time where if it had gone one way, I think it was going to be peace and happiness in a way from a lot of people. And if it had gone the other way, I think there would have been a lot of fallout from that particular event. But Derek Chauvin found guilty on all three charges. I believe second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and I can't remember what the third charge was, but guilty on all three. And that was a police officer who will now be spending quite a bit of time in prison. And he was reprimanded to custody yesterday, so he is incarcerated this morning. And I believe will be sentenced in 8 weeks, so a couple months. We'll find out what the sentence is for Derek Chauvin. We heard so much. This was a trial that really stemmed off of what had happened last summer. And people were very interested in this. And we now know what happened. Does anybody have anything to say about this quickly before we go to break here at the top of the hour? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So there's a couple topics for you before we go to break here. Glenn Coble will be in today with me. We'll probably talk about this from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we have Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight from 6:10 until 7 p.m. And again, any thoughts on the Chauvin verdict yesterday or the snowfall last night? You know, I've heard his name pronounced so many different ways. Now, I've heard people say Chauvin. I've heard people say Chauvin. It depended on what channel you were watching yesterday as to how his name was going to be pronounced. So I say Chauvin. That's what it looks like to me. That may be the wrong pronunciation, depending on who you were listening to yesterday cover this thing. But we'll talk more about it with Glenn when he comes in, because we have talked about it with Glenn quite a bit at 10 a.m., but we've got a whole nother hour coming up on this show right after this short but important timeout.
Gonna be 94 years old. I'm so grateful to God.
And from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, Mr. McFeely.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything